It's a privilege and an honor to worship God with you this morning. This side looks great. This side needs some work. Lord, fill them up in the name of Jesus. Wow. Praise the Lord. God's got a good word for you this morning. How about if we all stand in the presence of the Lord? Let us pray. Father, oh Heavenly Father, we come before you. We humble our hearts this morning. Father, we ask that you forgive us of every sin, Lord God, even the unthoughtful ones, Lord. But we ask that we thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness, Lord God. But Father, today we honor you and we worship you and we praise you. Father, let this message go forth, Lord God. And Father, bring down your presence, Lord God. And we pray, Father, that there would be no distractions and nothing else but you, God. So draw us closer to you, Lord God. You said that in your word that if you draw close to us, if we draw close to you, you'll draw close to us. So have your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And then if you can look into your Bibles to John chapter 10, and we're going to go from 11 to 15. And it reads accordingly in chapter John 10, 11 through 15. And we're going to start. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, and this is in the New King James Version. He says, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. But the hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. But I am the good shepherd and I know my sheep and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the title today is called The Good Shepherd. And you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And he said, one shepherd, one flock, and we are the flock. Praise the Lord. Aren't you happy you're one of his sheep today? You know, as we were, worshiping, you know, Eric was talking about the shepherd. And I was like, wow, Lord, you know, God has been confirming this message all week, actually. So I know that this is a now word for everyone, for the flock. And I hope that this word encourages you in the Lord, as it did for me. So what is a shepherd's job? A good shepherd will protect, tend, feed, and care for the flock. Don't that sound like Jesus? He said, a good shepherd will guide his sheep in the right direction of where they should go. And if one should wander, he would leave the 99 and go after that one. That's in Luke 15, 4, 7. Jesus is the chief shepherd over the flock. In other words, he is the sheep owner. He owns us. Jeremiah 23. Jesus will never leave his sheep abandoned or astray. He is the good shepherd that laid down his life for the sheep. We are the flock, and he is the great good shepherd. The flock without a shepherd is helpless and defenseless. Jesus saw the crowds coming. So remember when he fed the 5,000 or the 4,000, the 5,000, 8, 9, 10,000. He had compassion on them, right? But he had more to give them just bread and water. He had more than that. You see, in Matthew 9:36 says, in other words, the sheep without a shepherd will wander around without direction and get lost. We don't want to lose any sheep today, and the shepherd wants to keep you. He says that, you know, sheep, they're not aware of the dangers around them, right? They can be just grazing, and they don't look to see who's hiding in the woods. You know, they're just not aware of it. So God knows all who belongs to him, and even the very hair on our heads is numbered. He says, Luke 12:7, In Mark 6:34, Jesus began to teach and feed them. That's what a shepherd does. He feeds the flock, right? And he holds them and he protects them. And he gives them knowledge and understanding as being their shepherd. Praise the Lord. He says, you are more valuable. This is a reminder of who you are in him. He says, you are more valuable than many sparrows. Matthew 10:31. You see, you did not choose him, but he chose you. And many are called, but a few are chosen. He said, all who are chosen will obey the voice of the Lord. There is nothing that we can do to earn God's approval. You see, salvation is not earned. It's a free gift from God. Romans 6:23. And the Bible talks about a city. Anyone remember a city called Nineveh in the days of Jonah? Okay. You see, in the Bible, in the book of Jonah, it talks about they don't know their right hand from their left, right? We all know what that means, that they had no direction. And so, in Jonah, this is in chapter 4. You see, God was talking about a city of Nineveh. In other words, a flock without a shepherd. This is a good example of a flock without a shepherd and its people who were lost. And it says, we must be like Jonah, right? Jonah, the story of Jonah, we all know that he ran from the Lord. But I'm talking about the other part of Jonah. When God put a plant, right? So Jonah left, right? So he went there and he's looking over and he was angry. Jonah was so angry that why would God have compassion on a city of Nineveh? Why would he? He was angry. He said he wanted to just kill them all, God, get rid of them. But God had a plan. God had a plan. And, you know, he showed him. He showed Jonah about the plant. The he was sitting there and he was so relieved that the plant came. He's like, oh God, I got a relief. But then the next day, the worm came and ate up the plant. And I'm paraphrasing, guys. He came and he ate up the plant. Jonah was mad. I want to die because it was so hot and he was so angry. You know, and Jonah said, why? Why did this happen? But God said, he gave him a revelation. How many of us need a revelation today about the people in the city that are lost? He said, did you even care for that plant? Did you tend it? Did you plant it? Did you water it? Then why are you angry? Right? This is what the Lord says. See, God expressed his mercy and his love and his compassion with Jonah. You know, when Jonah wanted to destroy the city, God wanted to save a city. God had a plan in Nineveh. And so Nineveh had more than 120,000 people living in it in spiritual darkness. And he said, shouldn't I feel sorry for such a great city? And not to mention, he said, God even had compassion on all their animals. Come on, how much more, right? And he says, God is telling us today that he cares about this city. He cares about the Lehigh Valley and all the cities. And he says, he impressed this on me that Easton, Allentown, and Bethlehem is on his radar. And God wants to save the city. And he wants to use us. So he said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. He says, when Jesus calls, we must come like little children and have faith and believe. You see, a child is easy to teach, is easy to lead, eager to learn. They're very humble, and they're easy to trust. Don't a child trust? Matthew 18:2 says, you know, that they're eager to learn and that we must come like little children and be teachable. He said, children will play and follow the leader. Remember that when you were little? Follow the leader game, right? But God is the leader, and he wants us to follow him. And John 16:13 says, when the Spirit of truth come, He will guide you into all truth. He said, we are described as sheep because sheep are known to be defensive animals. You know, we don't know any better. And we need to be careful to stay close to the shepherd and the flock. The Bible says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they might have life and more abundantly in John 10:10. You see, there are many predators, and I'm warning you today. The Lord is saying that he is your shepherd, and he wants to send a warning out today. You know, yes, we can have this is a message of, yes, he's our shepherd, but this is a warning for the flock. He says there are many predators out there, and they will come in disguise like the Bible. And the Lord is reminding me of the songs of deliverance. We will overcome. We will overcome this thing. And he says, the Bible says that no wonder, for even Satan himself masquerades as the angel of the light. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Okay, what does that look like? He masquerades as an angel of the light. He will enslave you. He will exploit you. He will take advantage of you. It's something that takes control, right? So I always said, if there's a spirit of pressure on you, don't follow that. God will not pressure you. He will not. Things will come easy, and it'll go real smooth when it's from the Lord. And he will confirm it in his word, but I'm going to get into that. He said, you will know them by their fruit. And just because someone is doing a good deed, does that mean that they're from the Lord? Just because they're doing a good deed? Anyone can do a good deed. We have the people coming in from off the streets and throwing thousands of dollars. Yeah, right. In the basket, we can prophesy it. But just because someone's doing good, that don't mean they can quote the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. Okay, but does that mean that they're bearing fruit? Does that mean that they're leading you into the right direction? No, that doesn't mean. But I'm going to share with you what does. It simply means that John 15:5, remember this, he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. What does that mean? Like the song says, who that stays under the shadow of the Almighty King, those are the ones that can guide you and counsel you in the Lord. You see, nothing is worth serving more than God. Nobody is going to love you the way God loves you. We need to understand that the grass is not greener on the other side. It just gets browner and yellow too. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Lord, my life is in your hands, Psalm 23. Our lives are in God's hands. You don't have to worry. He is your shepherd. And if we put our trust in things more than God, we can become weary, tired in our walk. And the Bible says that some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. In other words, all things will fall and collapse, but we rise and stand upright, Psalm 27. You don't have to chase rainbows. Honestly, you don't have to chase anything but God. And when you seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, God's plans will become very clear. Matthew 6:33. You will not miss God's will because your only aim is to please him in every area of your life. God's got your blueprints and he knows the plans for you, not to harm you, but to give you success. He knows exactly what doors he's opening and what doors he will shut. Jesus is the gatekeeper. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and coming in, Psalm 121:8. You see, the door will be shut if it's not the direction you need to go. And then he will open the doors that need to be opened for you to go. He will make that very clear to you. He's made it very clear for us when we try to go out and look for other jobs. God shut both doors and said, I'm not done with you yet. Oh, no, don't you go that way. But you need to go this way because this is the will that I want you to do. Sometimes we try to run from God and we want to run from the hard things. You know, some of us have hard jobs and hard things and people to be around. Some people are just not so nice to with us. You know, the persecution, you know, the people that just talk about you, the false accusations. You know, these things are real. But God says he's got a plan. And don't you go nowhere. Don't you wander like that sheep. You stay close to the shepherd, to the flock, because I'm going to share with you a couple things about that when you wander. And we've all been there. And this is not a message to say, you know, take the rod, but we've all been down that road. You don't have to worry about taking out any insurance plans in God's kingdom, because God is on your side. And if God is for you, who can be against you? And we, you know, why do we wonder about the things that we don't have when all we need to do is thank God for all the things that we do have? And our God is the greatest giver of them all. And he knows how to give good gifts to his children. He knows his children, and he knows how to give those gifts to you. And he may not come when you want it, but he's an on-time God. In Matthew 7:11, he says, if your son asks for bread, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will you give him a serpent? If you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? What is he saying today? Just ask. He said, we should pray, pray, and pray. Well, you know, last night we was at a wedding, at a reception, and we just encouraged this couple in the Lord, which was my niece and her husband. And we were saying to them, we pray in the morning together. We pray at night together. We pray all the time at dinner. Whenever we get the opportunity, we pray before we go to work. We pray when we come home. We're always in constant prayer. Hint, hint. Prayer is what moves things. Prayer is what changes things. The power of prayer and agreement. So, what is effective prayer? Matthew 7:7 explains to us what effective prayer is. Keep on asking, right? Keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. God is going to open the right doors. He really will. He didn't forget about the doors that he has for you. And if it's God's will, the right one will be open. We must continuously stay in tune with the Holy Spirit, because he's going to guide us, teach us, and pray, even pray for us. There may be times where you don't have anything to say. That's okay. You can be still and stay quiet before the Lord, because maybe he has something to say to you. He might want to say something to you and encourage you. He might bring a song. He might bring a vision. He might speak to you in your dreams. He might even speak to you through a license plate like he does me. And Lord, I haven't seen one in a while. But you know what? God speaks in many different ways, in different various ways. He will speak to you. He will speak to you. And we have to just keep on keeping on. Okay? No matter what happens in this world today, we see a lot of things going on right now. But now is not the time to run from God and get fearful. This is a time to trust God. Because God works in the impossible. He's the impossible God. That's what it says. With God, all things are possible. Matthew 19, it says it for us. Everyone who seeks finds. Everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Don't give up. Don't give up. Because Jesus is the gatekeeper. But we do have to remember that our struggle is not up against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities and against powers and rulers of darkness. Ephesians 6:12. And it will be the best thing for you to put on the full armor. Don't forever leave the house without the full armor. Got to have the full armor every day you wake up. So with Isaiah 41:10 says, we don't have to be afraid. Because the shepherd is our protector. And you can call on him. All you got to say is Jesus. We live, move, and have breath in him. Acts 17. We cannot be moved on by the way we feel, or our emotions can get the best of us, don't it? Don't the emotions just get all out of, like, oh my gosh, you get all beside us. But we need to be moved by the word of God. Jesus did not lay down his life to let you go. Oh no, he didn't bring you this far to let you go, to leave you. He is your shepherd. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. God will always guide you back to him and his hands. And nothing can snatch you out of God's hands. Jesus is our true shepherd, protects, guides, leads, cares for his sheep. And he will lead you to green pastures, a place where you can really rest and have everlasting peace. Keep that in mind, that we may go through some trials, and we're going to go through some tests, and we're going to go through persecution, but don't give up on the shepherd, because he's got you right here, and he's got his eyes on you, and he will protect you. Samuel 2 says, he protects me like a shield. He defends me, and he keeps me safe. You are safe in his arms. Don't be afraid. There are many voices out there, many opinions out in this world, and you will need to discern which one is from God and which one is not. And when you hear God's voice and his warnings about danger, then we need to listen carefully. A stranger's voice we will not follow. We will only obey God's voice. The Bible says in Acts 20 that there will be fierce wolves that will come among you, not sparing the flock from among us. But men will arise and speak distorted things to draw away the disciples. They had to go through it back then with the disciples, but they had Jesus with them physically. But we have Jesus with us. Remember, he died and rose on the third day. Jesus is alive and well, and he is still with us. He is still with us. And it says what? To draw away his disciples. But remember Psalm 105. Touch not my anointed. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Therefore, we need to obey God rather than man. Acts 5. This is just prepping you up. Prepping you up. That's all God is doing right now. It's prepping you up. You see, these wolves are far from being a servant of God. They can kiss you on one cheek and then turn on you the next. We need to be aware of the wolves and their teeth, right? They got sharp teeth, the wolf does. And they're covered in sheep clothing. They're not the real sheep. Matthew 23:11. You see, that is why the Bible warns us about this stuff. When trouble hits home and you astray from the flock, you will become easy prey for the savage wolves. But none of us are going to stray. None of us. We all will overcome and stay close to the shepherd. We must be an example to the flock, not like the hired help who doesn't care for the sheep. In 1 Peter 5:34, but set an example to serve one another in love. And if you want to follow shepherds of God's own heart, I want to talk to you about King David. He was a shepherd boy. He grew up to be a ruler and a king. We got rulers in this house today. We got kings and queens in here, okay? And we are people after God's own heart. Just like David, he was a man after God's own heart. 1 Samuel 13. God honored David's obedience, and he's going to honor ours too. We're going to be obedient for the Lord. And he gave him success. 2 Samuel. You see, King David was humble, but he was a warrior. We got any warriors in the house? We got some warriors here. That's right. He was a shepherd boy, and he tended sheep when he was young. He continued to ask God for permission and also for instructions. Listen, don't do anything without asking God for instruction. with anything. God was with him. He was with him. And he killed the biggest giant with a slingshot and stones. You see, God is going to give you discernment. He's going to give you revelations. He's going to give you visions and dreams. He's going to give you the wisdom that you need to kill these giants, just like David did. But David, he tended and he protected the sheep. What did he do? He was, even God was preparing him as a shepherd, because he was killing bears and lions, right? He was killing all of them with the slingshot. And when it came time for the real battle, he was ready. Just like us, we're going to be ready, right? I'm surrounded, but I'm ready. But I'm surrounded by you, God. He didn't mind being humiliated. And when he celebrated the Lord. He knew that worship is for God and God alone. He repented from his sin, and he had no problem admitting it, right? Isn't that the first step? Father, forgive me. Forgive those who hurt me. But he trusted, and he had faith, and he continued to pursue God. That's the key. Pursue God. This is what we have to do. See, you will have shepherds after God's own heart, and then you will have shepherds after themselves. The Bible says, woe to that shepherd who is out for self-gain, he who leads the sheep astray. We can't worry about other people and what they're doing. We can't worry about whether we can't worry about them. We got to keep our eyes on the prize, which is Jesus. But we do need to keep our eye on that one who strays. We have to worry about that one. Many people have been led astray because of what? Because they've been hurt by church. There's a lot of people that come in that's been hurt. Church hurt is what you call them. And that don't know really the true shepherd and his love. And we're going to pray for those people. But we don't have to worry about, because God loves us and his love never changes. And this is why God tells us about these warnings in his word. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He is the same. He doesn't change. Yeah, people are fickle. They change. They will. They'll change on you. But God's love never changes. The Lord will cause your enemies who revolt against you to be defeated before you. You got to keep this in mind, that you are an overcomer. That the enemy is where? Where's the enemy? He's under your feet. I mean, it's easier said than done when you're getting attacked. When you're getting attacked, you're just like, but that's okay. Because they will come at you in one direction, but they will flee from you in seven. Deuteronomy 28. Let's give the Lord a hand, praise. He will. He already defeated the enemy 2,000 years ago. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's not going to leave you stranded. That's not the kind of Lord we serve. But the enemy must flee at the sound of what? Jesus. That's all you got to do, is call on his name. And the greatest commandment, God don't ask for much. All he asks us to do is love the Lord God with all of your heart. And the second thing is what? Love one another. That's all he asks. It's simple. Well, how do we make it so hard? It is hard. But it's not hard when you got the lover inside of you. You can do it. Because why? Because God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Matthew 24:44 says, be ye ready. You must be ready at all times, for the Son of Man will come when you least expect it. I'm here to remind you today that Jesus is coming. He's coming. And don't worry about people when they say the timelines and he's coming here and this is that and all this and other, okay? Don't listen to that. Matthew 24:36 says, no one knows the day or the hour when these things happen, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Noah waited and waited and waited. And he waited. And he waited. But guess what? He was ready. And when the flood came, God said, bam, slam that door, and his whole family was saved. Praise God. Yes, this is not one of those glory glories, okay? This is a warning from the Lord, but he wants you to know that he is your protector, he's your sustainer, he is your deliverer, he is your helper. Why? Because he sends the Holy Spirit to help you, to guide you, to teach you, and to pray. The Bible says that there is going to be two gathering groups of the separate, of the sheep and the goats. We ain't got no goats in here. We got sheep. Matthew 25, 32 and 33 says, he will place the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. But to the left will be the opposite, and he will tell them, away from me. Let's all stand, and I'm going to wrap this up. In closing, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being the great shepherd, Lord God. Yes, Lord, this isn't a hallelujah. It is a hallelujah because we know that you are our protector, God. We know that you are deliverer. We know you are our healer. We know, Lord God, that our life is in your hands, Lord God. And I know that heaven and earth can pass away, but your word is still standing, Lord God. We know that Jesus is alive and well, and that there is nothing impossible with you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you are by our side. And we thank you, Lord God, for covering us, for covering us. Jesus is the one true shepherd overall. And if I can have a little worship music on. He made salvation possible to all who believes in him. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, this life is temporary. We have an everlasting life. And Jesus is the Lamb of God and the living, perfect sacrifice. He was slain in precious blood, and he takes the whole sin away. You know, you don't hear too many people preaching about sin, you know, or repent. It's almost like repent's a bad word or something. But it's a good thing, because repent means change. It means that you're going to change your life for him, that you're going to take him and say, yes, Lord, change me. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you're here for the first time. Do we have any visitors in the house? Everyone's been here before. Praise the Lord. Maybe you're that one sheep that wanted to just drift away and give up and throw in the towel. Or maybe you know someone who is on the strand of wandering away. And you're thinking about that person and you don't want to see anything bad happen to them. But then you don't know what you want to do. You don't know what to do. But Jesus has the answer. He's got the answer. And maybe you just want to stand in the gap for that person today. Maybe this is about someone else who's not even here. But now is the time to hear his voice, because he's never too far. God can't reach you. You're never too far where God can't reach you. Even in all of your trauma, even in all of your things that you've been through, God knows your heart. He knows your heart. And He wants you. He wants you to know today that He is with you and that He's your protector. And that you could put your trust in Him. And that you can take all the guard down. You can take your guards down and allow Him to come in and be your shepherd. Allow Him to give you His love. The love that a shepherd lays his life down for you and me. I just want to give an invitation that if this message has blessed you in any kind of way, and if you know someone who's a prodigal and who is straying and who could be maybe lacking in their relationship with God, or if it's even you, I would like for you to just come forward and get prayer for your family, for someone who is hurting right now. Maybe you have experienced some church hurt and you've not gotten over it. I would extend that invitation for you to come. But the altar is open, and I'm going to do a prayer right now, and I want you to know that you can come and get prayer today because the shepherd is waiting for you. So, Father, we thank You for this message, for being the good shepherd. Father, we thank You. We know that You will never leave us stranded, Lord God. And when we get out of the way, Lord God, we want to pray, Father. We want to pray for this city, Lord God. We want to pray for the people, Lord God. We want to pray for the prodigals. We want to pray, Father, because we know that the time is coming short, oh God. We know, Lord God, we can see it, we can smell it, and we can breathe it in, Lord God. But we know that You, Lord God, can draw them close, Lord God. Can draw them in. Because You are our Savior. And we pour the blood of Jesus, Lord God, over our cities and over our people, Lord God. And we come up against this depression, oppression, oh Father God. And this mental health and addictions, oh God. Father, we come up against poverty and sickness and health. Father, You said, let the elders come and lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Father, allow us, Lord God, to be Your hands and feet, Your eyes to see. Open up our hearts, oh God, and let the healer set us free. Thank You, Lord, for Your word, because Your word is true. Thank You for Your love, because love never fails, and love casts out all fear. Father, I come up against any worry, any fear, any anxiety of because of the world, if there's any shortages going on. Father, You are our provider. And we need You, God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We give You all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Have Your way, Lord.